Welcome to the Girls Gone Trim podcast. I'm certified life coach, Kate Kirsch.
And I'm certified THM lifestyle coach, Becky Yoder. This is where we talk about all things wellness and all things real.
Real food, real life, and real friendship.
So grab a cup of oolong and join us for real.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to a new episode on the Girls Gone Trim podcast. It's episode 68. And welcome back also to our Miss Coach Kate. We missed you.
Hey, everyone. I mean, did you miss me? Because I did the intro and the outro to the last episode.
That's called working ahead.
That's right.
She was here, but she was gone.
Yes, I was.
Thanks for doing that, Kate.
Yeah. And
yeah, she was having a grand time.
Yes.
Life coach. Tell us about it.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Okay. So y'all know that I love me some life coach school and Brooke Castillo. And last week I went to the life coach school mastermind for certified coaches. And I was 1 foot away from the Brooke Castillo.
1 foot.
She walked right past us. She walked right past us. It was fabulous. So, this was in Austin, Texas, which if you are in Ohio right now, you would really appreciate being in Austin because it's 70 to 80 degrees every day right now. Sun shining, birds singing, everything is green and flowering and beautiful.
The things that we are dreaming about in Ohio. It's coming.
Yes.
It's coming, people. It's coming. Hey, at least I didn't wake up to snow. I woke up to snow photos in my newsfeed on social media. God
yes.
bless them. But thankfully, I have buds on the trees here and
nice.
The little cherry blossom tree at my window where I can see from my desk. Has beautiful pink blossoms. And I also noticed yesterday morning, the other white blossoms. I'm like, so it must be close to Easter and spring is coming. But yeah, we've had four seasons in one day, the last couple of days.
Oh, Ohio. We love you.
I was going to say so much love for you, Ohio.
Yeah. So the Life Coach School announced that they were doing Mastermind. It would be their first in-person event since 2019. So because of COVID. And mm-hmm. so they announced it in November. That same day, I ordered the ticket. I booked the hotel room and I booked my flight. All in the
last November.
Yes.
And then you texted me and said, you're going.
Yes.
And the story book.
I did. And I've so been looking forward to it. And it was an amazing event. But I want to talk to you about my travel day getting there because it's a little bit, you know, when you think about the goals that you have for your health and your weight, I want to like maybe make some comparisons to flying from Cleveland
to Austin
for the mastermind. So I will tell you that I am normally a direct flight girl because of about what I'm about to tell you. So I like flying Southwest because you can check two bags. And when you're going to a mastermind, you might need to bring some extra clothes. Just saying.
Maybe.
So I flew Southwest, which would require a layover, which was fine. However, the flights that I picked in November were changed by Southwest. And instead of one stop, I had two stops on the way. So
that's a long trip.
Yes. And normally getting through security at Cleveland Hopkins Airport is a breeze. It's like 15, 20 minutes tops. No issues. This was 45 minutes. They kept changing the people at the station that look at your license, driver's license, and tell you to pull your mask down.
Mm-hmm.
And so 45 minutes to get through security. And then I got on the flight. I I might be a little snooty, y'all, because I always fly Southwest business class, so I can always get on the plane first.
Oh my goodness.
I have to be in the A section. And not only do I have to be in the A section, but I have to be in the A1-5 section.
We are so different. I'm like, there is a seat on that plane somewhere for me, and I will get there.
I'm like,
and you are not taking any of my extra dollars that I can use for Lily's Zevia, something.
So here's how it goes. So I have to have the window seat to get to the second to last stop. And then once I get to that, it's flying that last little jump. I then want to be in the aisle seat up front because I want to get off that damn plane.
Girl. Okay, you're a little high maintenance.
So high maintenance. So then I get on the plane from Cleveland to Atlanta, which is the busiest airport in the world and one that I did not want to fly into. I wanted to go to St. Louis, which was my original choice, Southwest. So
you went to Atlanta.
I went to Atlanta. I had a 2-hour layover, which was fine. And then I went to Oklahoma City. I don't know why, but I tell you, there was so much turbulence and this plane had to like circle the airport a couple times that I thought we were going down in a field.
Lord,
I was like, I'm staring at a field right now and we're real not far from it.
Oh.
But we made it. And yes. Then I
and
got
you're
to
here
Austin.
To tell us about it.
I am. And then I got to Austin and I was totally exhausted. And I get to the hotel, which is a 5-star hotel. And it took them a half an hour to straighten out my reservation. Standing there, I was, you know how that desk is real high at the hotels? I literally had my head on my hands on the desk. And I finally looked up at the manager and I said, I made this reservation in November. And she was like, okay. They finally got me my room. They had me. It was just a thing. But I kind of use that as an example of mm-hmm. all the obstacles that you have to face to get to your goals. So, you know, you may have to patiently wait through a plateau, or you may have to deal with the turbulence of an emotional eating episode. And you may be exhausted from meal prepping and planning.
This may be. Hey, y'all, I have a workshop for that.
Of course you do. Of course you do. But in the end, it's worth it to get to the goal of yes. health and a healthy weight. So that's yeah, that's my story for today, everyone.
You're sticking to it. Yeah, it is not going to be easy. It's not going to be a smooth ride, but it's going to be worth it.
Absolutely.
I mean, you can hear it, see it all over the place. Easy, easy, easy. Y'all, it's not easy. It right. gets easier, but it's never yes. easy.
Right.
I mean, it's not easy. Life isn't easy. You know, it gets easier.
Right.
But nothing, don't have the mindset that it's going to be easy. Yeah, don't tell yourself all the time either, this is so hard that I can't do it. But just have a little honest self-check that like, yeah, I do these things so that it can get easier.
Let me share this quote with you from the weekend. And that was, do the hard things so that your life is easy, rather than do the easy things so that your life is hard.
Oh, yeah, that right there. You just hit the nail on the head right there.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Yep. And nothing comes easy. but right. it is doing those hard things and finding yeah. the motivation to do it. I mean, mm-hmm. y'all, like, I can food prep like nobody's business, and it is comes easy to me to food prep, but it doesn't mean that I'm motivated every day of like, oh, this is what I'm gonna food prep today. No, I'm busy. Like, it takes time, but mm-hmm. is it worth the effort? Absolutely.
Yes.
It saves your health, saves your yep. budget, you know.
Yes. You are worth the effort, friends.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So what other life coach, Kate, what other life coach things can you tell us?
Well, so I would just say that, you know, whenever you have the opportunity to be in the room with people who are like-minded and have the same goals as you, that it's powerful and life-changing. And it opens things up for you. It provides momentum to where you want to go in life, truly.
Amen, sister. And yeah. if that means in your health journey or in your business, like, it makes such a world of difference. And mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to quite a few things here in the next couple of months.
Yeah.
You know, hanging out with some Pampered Chef peeps in Puerto yeah. Rico, hanging yeah. out with our Girls Gone Trim in June.
Yes.
You know, and then later on this summer, hanging out with some THM coaches. Y'all, it yeah. is so motivating and encouraging mm-hmm. and fun, great fun. So if you haven't gotten your ticket yet for Girls Gone Trim, it's probably time. It's yes. probably time to go ahead and do that.
Yeah. And so. It's probably a good idea to also say that the discount for the hotel expires when, Becky?
It's a month before the event. So yeah. our event is the weekend of June 10, 11, 12. So you want to have your hotel room. If you're staying with us, we'd love for you to stay with us. You want to have that reserved by May 9th. And guess what? That's going to be here sooner than later.
Yes.
Yay! Yes. We truly are on the countdown. And the last couple of retreats that we've had some late signups, and we love you all. And we were able to, you know, squeeze a few more in because we were in a church gymnasium. But this time we're in a hotel, and we mm-hmm. can't squeeze extra people in the conference room. The seating, it is what it is. I mean, you could probably come and just stand in the doorway and watch us. Not really. But when you check the inventory on the website, like right now it says inventory 15. It truly is 15. We plan to have 32 ladies. It's a size that Kate and I feel like it's a good size for us to be able to connect with y'all. And it's such a powerful weekend hearing each individual lady share their story. Now, we don't necessarily like, we don't want you to be uncomfortable, but yet here again, doing the uncomfortable, sharing, hearing other ladies' stories. Y'all, we laugh, we cry together. It's really emotional. Now, don't be intimidated and be like, you know, I don't know anyone. You know, we have ladies who come by themselves, and we have ladies who travel and bring a girlfriend. So there is room for you. And also, if you're local to Ohio and you just want to come for the day, that is an option. Although we would love to have you for Friday evening. But if you need to head back home Saturday evening, that's fine. Kate and I will be staying at the hotel with our guests Friday night and Saturday night, checking mm-hmm. out Sunday at, I believe, checkout's at 11. And it's in June. So we surely hope the Ohio weather will cooperate, but we have our conference room. There is a very large meeting area, and there's an outdoor patio. So we'll have moments outside of the conference room. So right. the hotel breakfast is provided for those that are staying. But if you come for the day, you know, you'd want to join us by 11, because we're going to start with lunch at 11:30. Then in the afternoon, we have our workshops. We're going to have a total of three workshops. we're going to serve you a snack. These are, you're going to have your goodie box to take with you. You might eat it in your hotel room, or you might take it home with you. And this is our first retreat that we'll be serving dinner on Saturday. And so we'll have a social hour after dinner, and then you're free to go. So if you do stay overnight Friday night and want to check out Saturday morning, you can still hang out with us at the hotel. You can check out of your hotel room. Right. So lots of options. So
yeah,
we can definitely accommodate you at this time. There is room, but again, don't wait. We'd love to have, as you know, all of you, but there is limited space.
Yeah. Go to a betteryouwithcoachbecky.com to get those tickets.
Yes. Yep. On my website / Girls Gone Trim Retreat. Mm-hmm. And you can also find it on our Facebook pages, our Girls Gone Trim Facebook page or Instagram in our link tree. And yes. I'm getting so excited, like reading, posting the reviews from our last one. Like, yes, I read them after the event. But just reading the names, reading the current guest list, y'all, I'm getting so excited.
It's yes.
Great.
Woo!
Girl time.
That's right. That's right.
And you are worth it. You are worth it. If you are one of those mamas who's never gone away for a girls weekend, or you might not have a girlfriend to go on a girls weekend with, you are welcome here.
Yes. Don't wait too long like I did. I waited too long to go away for girls things, and now value of it is a refreshed mama who can really love on her family.
Yes, because when I met you, Kate, in Nashville, that was like your first trip in like years,
decades. Actually, decades.
yes. And I am one of those that used to get away once a year, but now with the different opportunities, now I'm like a couple times a year now. So I do take the family with me at times too. It's fun.
Yeah.
But yes, always fun to connect with other THMs.
Yeah.
Y'all are fun. Well, thanks y'all for tuning in, and check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and we will see you here next week on the Girls Gone Trim podcast. Have a very happy Easter. And if you need some ideas for on-plan treats, come on over to my Facebook group, Coach Becky's Tips and Tricks, and sharing recipes this week to help you stay on plan. Because, you know, there's lemon trimtastic, there's pink lemonade bao bars, there's skinny chocolate, there's Kate's peanut butter eggs. So no need to be deprived. Yummy broccoli salad. We've got to talk food real quick, right?
Of course. How could we not?
We say, see you next time. And then like, so yeah.
Just another 5 minutes.
Yeah. Just keep it simple, y'all. Ham and all the yummy sides. So you've got this. We'll see you next time.
Happy Easter, everyone. Bye.